time now for Radio America, featuring the best in retro radio, those great old shows you love. Broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line, from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's Radio America, from the days of good, clean fun on the radio. So sit back, relax, and prepare to have a great time right here with us on Radio America.
Present the first episode in the Green Valley Line, a story of a small backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century, a story of the lives of small-town people in the America of 35 years ago. Our story opens at a little water tank siding on the hill above Morristown, a small railroad terminal in the heart of the Green Valley. As the darkness gathers, the lights begin to twinkle in the little town below. In the shadow of the big water tank, two men sit waiting for an incoming freight. Both are important characters in our story, so let us introduce them to you. The first is Spider McGee, a wandering fireman of the type known in railroad slang as a boomer. The other, whose identity we shall not yet disclose, is a slim, good-looking youngster who, in spite of the rough clothes he wears, betrays the unmistakable stamp of education and refinement. Let's listen to their conversation.
There she comes, Slim. Yep. That's old 72. And Mickey Dunnigan's pulling her. We'll get right under town.
Say, she won't take water here, will she?
No, they most always stop before hitting the downgrade. She's slow off anyway.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to jump for the engine cab.
All right, here she comes.
Hello there, Mickey, old son of a gun.
Hello. Well, well, well. By the horny pulpit. You're waiting the old spider. Spiders are looking fine, but what the devil brings you here?
Oh, I know.
So put on your injector.
How sad for me and my pal to get a ride out of town, Mickey.
Sure, hop aboard with you. Hurry now.
Sure. Come on, Slim.
Okay, Spider. Let's go.
This is the job you're looking for on the Green Valley Spider, my boy.
Sure. I'm just heading in to see old Pop Harkins. There's a thing to get busy around here.
There's plenty doing, all right. Plenty doing. But you'll find a ton of change around Morristown.
Well, how's that, Mickey?
Well, for one thing, there's a new national mechanic on the job.
A national mechanic in Green Valley? Why, listen, ain't old Pop Harkins to handle things anymore?
He's killed the boss, of course. But this here's a fellow named Cronin from the CKNW.
Cronin? Oh, yes, I know him. So that's the layout. Well, what's been going around here anyway?
Search me, Spider, me boy, search me. There's a power talk on the road. They do say there's a big chance of the Green Valley being sold to the CKNW.
Well, I'll be darned. But say, Mickey, you don't suppose folks around here want to stand for that? They've always been against it.
There's a lot of trouble ahead, I'm thinking. But they'll be having a showdown pretty soon. John Graham's back in from the east.
He is.
Came in under number 10 yesterday.
Oh, well, he's the president of the Green Valley, ain't he?
That's right. That's right. But it's himself that's wanting to swing the deal to sell the old Green Valley.
Oh, what's old Dad Hack got to say about it?
Well, no, of course. He's against it.
Sure.
And all the Valley folks is with him.
Sure they are.
There'll be the devil to pay around here, I'm thinking.
But say, Mickey, what do you suppose is the chance to get a job with this here fella Cronin?
Mighty little spite, me boy. Mighty little. He's a pretty hard man. He's bringing quite a few men in from the CKNW.
Oh.
Listen now, Spider.
Yeah.
You and the boy here better be dropping off
all
before
right.
We head in. I'll be slowing down to the switch in a minute. Stand by now.
Hey, Joe! Tell that look we're heading in on track number 5.
Okay, Mickey. And thanks for the good news.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you. Come on, Slim.
I know. Which way now, Spider?
We'll duck over back at the house track and on ahead to cross over to Ma Flint's. I got a stand in there and we'll get us a handout. Gosh, but I'm hungry.
Oh, hold on a minute, Spider.
Uh-huh. Well, what's wrong now?
Let's sit down a while. I want to talk things over.
Okay, Slim. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking over what that engineer told you back in the cab.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Looks as if it's going to be tough to get a job around here.
Sure, looks tough, all right. But that's okay, Slim. You stick with me and these here. There's nothing doing here. Why, we'll drift back on the mainland and get us a job.
Oh, I'm not worrying about jobs.
Huh? Say, listen here, Slim. I don't get you. Of course, you've been staking me, but what is it you're aiming to do around here? Ain't scared to stick up a bank, are you?
Oh, nothing like that, Spider.
Gosh darn it, I can't size you up no how. Here you're beating your way clear from Omaha, and yet you got lots of dough. You ain't dodging the cops, are you?
Oh, no, wrong again, Spider. Listen, you know this Green Valley Railroad pretty well, don't you?
Sure. Worked here a half a dozen times. Mm-hmm. Always aim to drift in this way towards fall and get a job in the rush season.
I see. What's this talk about the Green Valley being sold to some other road?
Well, you see, Slim, the CKMW's always been after this here streak of rust.
Yeah, what for?
Well, because it's the better grades through the mountains than the CKMW.
I see.
And now the competition's getting tough and traffic's speeding up.
Yeah.
You see, this here Green Valley looks like the answer.
I see, but what's this about the local people being against selling out?
Well, it's like this here, Bill. This here Green Valley Road was built by two men.
That's so?
One's Pop Harkness. He's a superintendent here in Morristown.
Oh, yeah.
And the other is John Gray, president of the road.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, that's what I'm coming to. You see, it was old Pop Harkness that built the road.
Yeah?
John Graham did the financing.
Oh.
Now it's Graham that wants to sell out.
Ah, and this other fellow Harkness is against it, huh?
Sure, that's right. All the Green Valley folks is backing Pop Harkness.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep the Green Valley in their own hands. This Graham back from the east. With J.J. Reed. That's the old bloodsucker that controlled the CKMW.
Here, hold on a minute, Spider.
Well, what's the matter now?
All right, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, that's about the whole story, I guess. But say, what's this to you, Slim?
Oh, never mind that, Spider. Tell me, what's this old Pop Harkness like, anyway?
Well, he's one of the whitest men you ever see. And he's a darn good railroad man, too. Runs the whole works around here. Anyway, he used to until now. Seems like things has kind of changed, though. And Pop Harkness ain't got all the say.
Well, thanks a lot, Spider. I think I'll make a little stay here in Morristown and see how things pan out.
Oh, well, listen here, Slim. Let's eat.
Oh, you go ahead first, Spider. I've got to get over to the hotel. There'll be a bunch of mail there for me.
Say, you ain't running out on me, are you, Slim?
I know, Spider. You know I'm not. But we've got some baggage at the hotel that I had sent ahead. I'm going over and change.
All right.
By the way, where is this place you're going?
Oh, right over there, back at the station, the Green Valley Restaurant.
Okay, Spider. I'll see you later.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, who is this guy, anyway? Hello, Abby. How are you?
Oh, well, for goodness sake, Spider McGee, where did you come from?
No, just flew in. I'm 72. Where's Ma Flint?
She's in back. Oh, Ma.
Yes? What is it, Abby?
Come and look who's here.
What's the matter?
Well, for land's sake, if it ain't Snyder come back.
Howdy, Ma. Darn if you ain't looking 10 years younger than when I last seen you.
Go on with you, Spider McGee. Say, where you been to all this time?
Almost everywhere, I reckon, from Texas to Maine. But things are getting kind of quiet back east, and so I just thought I'd strike out here. You know.
And so you struck out for the Green Valley, huh?
Yeah.
My land, it's a wonder you don't get tired of drifting and settle down somewhere.
Never can tell, Ma. Hold on there, Abby. Say, Abby.
Yes?
Get me some ham and eggs and a stack of toast, will you? I'm kind of hungry.
Okay, Spider. Ham and a stack.
How's things, Ma? Busy?
Oh, so-so. It's kind of quiet this evening, but business is picking up some. I'm glad to see you back, Spider.
Fine. Say, listen now, Ma. I've got to have a talk with you.
Well, all right, Spider. Let's sit down in the booth for a while. The boys off of 72 will be in pretty soon, and then I'll have to get busy.
Now, that's okay with me. It'll only take about a minute.
Well, Spider, what's on your mind?
Well, I was talking to Mickey on 72. He says things are getting tough around here for getting jobs. Thought maybe you'd put in a word for me with Pop Harkness.
I don't know, Spider. Things ain't what they used to be around Morristown. There's a new master mechanic. His name is Cronin.
Yeah, I heard about him. Bringing in his own men, ain't he?
That's right. Tank's the easy, Spider, but I'll see what I can do for you.
Oh, thanks, Ma. I got a friend with me, too.
Uh-huh. A railroad man?
Well, I don't know. He seems to be. He's kind of used to railroading. Kind of a mysterious guy. Ain't even told me his name yet. But we got friendly back in Omaha, and as we was both heading for the Green Valley, we kind of stuck together.
Well, what's he after, Spider? A job?
Don't exactly know, Ma. I ain't sized him up exactly. Guess maybe his folks got money in the Green Valley. Seems mighty curious about what's going on around here.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of strange faces been showing up
lately. I heard how they was aiming to sell the Green Valley.
Who's been telling you that?
Oh, I just heard talk of it.
Well, let me tell you something, Spider.
Yeah?
There's nothing to it.
No?
If John Graham tries to swindle us out of the money we folks put in, there's going to be trouble.
Okay with me, Ma.
It's that Jacob Reed he's in with. He's grabbed off most every little railroad he ever went at.
Sure he
put
did.
His men in and throws out the stockholders.
Sure.
But this time, he's going to lose out.
Now, I'll see here, Ma.
Somebody's coming in.
Huh? What'd you say?
Hey, Spider.
Oh, why, gosh darn it. Slim, you old son of a gun. So it's you, is it?
Yeah.
All slicked up. Say, where'd you get them good clothes? Come on in, Slim. Shake hands with Ma Flint.
What'd you say his name was?
Oh, just call him Slim.
Uh-huh. Well, I gotta go. See you again, Spider.
Sure. Well, sit down, Slim. I was just going to eat. Boy, you sure look different than them clothes.
Oh, here's your ham and eggs, Spider. What else would you like?
Oh, let me hold your hand.
Oh, go on.
Oh, not a thing. Just lay it right down there, Abby. That's it. Say, meet my pal, Abby. This here's Slim that I was telling you about.
Hello.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Can I get you something?
No, I just want to talk to Spider here. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, Slim, old partner, what's the good word?
Say, the old lady seems sort of hostile.
Ooh, Ma? Oh, yeah. She's okay. Ma's kind of head up ever since these rumors about the railroad being sold. Oh, don't pay no attention to her. Hey, Bill, take a look at that dame that just come in.
Uh-oh.
Ain't she a peach?
Boy, I'll say so. Who is this, Spider?
Dunno, Slim. Can't nobody around lives around here. Swell looker, though, ain't she?
Spider, she's wonderful. I wonder who she is.
Better find out from Abby. Looks as though they was pretty well acquainted anyhow.
Sure, that's just what I'm going to do. And say, Spider, about that job you're looking for in the Green Valley. It's all fixed.
What? Say, listen, Slim.
Yes, it is.
You ain't kidding me, are
kidding?
You?
Kidding? No, I should say not. I was talking to Cronin over at the hotel.
Cronin? You mean the new master mechanic?
Sure, I had a letter to him. It's okay. You go around and see him at the shop 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, big dog.
Yeah, he's got a place for you.
Good.
He's going to put you firing with Mickey Donovan.
Oh, great. A job for me? Fired?
That's right.
Do you mean it, Slim?
Sure, I mean it. I'll give you a note to take around.
Oh, I darn it all, Slim. That's mighty white of you.
Oh, forget it.
But say, how come you got this here standing with Cronin?
Oh, never mind that, Spider. It's a long, long story, but the job's all right, though.
Well, I'll be.
Oh, want anything else, Spider?
Say, Abby, who was that girl you were just talking to at the counter?
Why, that's Carrie Graham.
Graham?
Sure. Her father's president of the Green Valley Railroad.
Well, I'm assuming.
Of course, she's been away at college the last 3 years.
So that's Carolyn Graham. Well, I'm darned.
Oh, you don't know her, do you, Slim?
No, I never saw her before, but... Well, never mind, Spider. I've got to go back to the hotel now. You come around and see me sometime tomorrow, will you?
Yeah, sure, Slim. I'll be seeing you.
Good night, Spider.
So long, Slim.
Well, Spider, so you're getting into society, huh?
What do you mean, Ma?
Listen, Spider McGee, if that's the kind of folks you're running around with, you'd better stay out of here.
Oh, now, say, listen, Slim's all right. He's fixing me with a job with Cronin.
Fixing you for a job, is he?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
And you're telling me you don't even know his name.
Now, see here, Ma.
In case you don't know, that's Bill Reed.
What?
Son of J.J. Reed, the old crocodile that's aiming to grab off the Green Valley.
Huh?
Getting you a job.
Well, suffering Pete.
And so the mysterious stranger who comes to Morristown in the guise of a wandering tramp is the son of J.J. Reed, multimillionaire owner of the CK&W Railroad. What is his purpose in Morristown? Tune in for the next episode in The Green Valley Line.
To Radio America, broadcast from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we have bringing it to you. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, or would like to be a guest, or support this great broadcast, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. That's radioamerica@inbox.com. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be soon offering CDs of great old-time radio shows. You'll get 50 different shows in MP3 format on CD for the low price of just $5 per CD, which includes shipping. For more information, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. We'll see you next time on Radio America.